He gets paid for goofing around. Bill Engvall, did your parents give you crap for being a smart aleck?
You know what I was, Steve? I was not the class clown because I was afraid I'd get caught, but I was the guy that would set it up. You know, I was the behind-the-scenes guy.
The manipulator.
But I guess my comedy did start developing because my dad, we moved a lot. My dad was in the public health service, so we moved every 2 years. So, and I wasn't the jock, so, you know, to make friends, you became the funny guy.
Did it work with getting the girls?
No, that's the problem.
Oh.
When you're the funny guy, they're like, you're just like my friend. It's like, shut up.
Oh, friend zone, no.
Yeah, I got plenty of friends. I need someone to make out with.
Well, these days you've got audiences eating out of your hands, but I'll bet that changes when you walk in at home and maybe the kids are coming for a visit or something.
You know, the guy you see on stage is the same guy you'd see at the mall or wherever. But yeah, as far as just being the funny guy at home now, I think my wife would leave me if I was that way all the time. She would lose it.
So what were you doing back before 1990 when you broke into showbiz?
You know what? I was just kind of floundering. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I was a DJ in a nightclub. I, you know, worked at a gas station. And then one night I went up to watch an amateur night at a comedy club. And a couple rounds of liquid encouragement went through us. And they got me on stage. And all of a sudden I found a new girlfriend. And I love her. I've been with her 36 years now. I've been doing this business. And it just keeps getting better. I love being on stage. You know, like when I'm there at the Civic Center in Cheyenne. I always love it when, you know, people come to me after the show and they go, you know what? I was having a really bad day. And you made it better. And, you know, and I didn't make it. You know, I helped them laugh. That was all I did. And I love being able to do that.
There's a healing factor for humor, that's for sure.
Oh, you're not lying.
You considered teaching for a while. How long would you have lasted before you killed some smart mouth kid?
Well, I had it all planned out. I was going to teach, like, before they got to junior high. I think I'd have been a good teacher, because teachers are entertainers in their own rights, I think. My proof is, if you think back over your school days, any teacher that made learning fun, you can remember them by name. I mean, I can remember Mrs. Deal, my third grade teacher. She made it fun, and I enjoyed going to school, and I think teachers have an entertainment right in their own way. They they make learning fun and they make it fun to go to school. So I probably would have been all right.
You must have surprised a lot of people being on Dancing with the Stars. Did you jump into
it? Nobody more than me, buddy.
Did you jump into it or did you get pushed into it?
It was weird. They called me, and I had just had knee surgery on my right. I'd had torn my meniscus, and I had just had the day surgery. And I was lying in my bed with an ice pack on my knee. And they called, and they said, "This is Dancing with the Stars." And I said, "I think you got the wrong number." And they said, "No, it's Bill Engvall, right?" And I said, "Yeah, you got that part right." And they said, "Well, we want you to be on the show." And you know when you have surgery and the anesthesiologist says, "Look, don't make any important decisions for 24 hours." Yeah, there's some truth to that, because they said they wanted me to be on the show, and I don't know if it was a Demerol or what, but next thing I heard was, sure, and it was on. And I've always been, you know, Steve, I've been one of those guys that, you know, no matter what it is, I'll throw myself completely into it. So I figured if I was going to do this, I realized I made it to the finals, not because of my dancing ability, but because I got sick fans that just wanted to see a crash. But when I got done, I realized I had just danced 6 hours a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks without a day off. Now, at the time, I was 56. 56-year-old men are not designed to dance 6 hours a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks. We're designed to dance once a year drunk at a wedding. But it turned out it was great. It was a huge boon for my career because I was seen by 12 million people a week, and I was on it for 13 weeks. So, but it took its toll. I had my knee replaced, tore my groin, pulled my hamstring. But if they called me tomorrow, I'd do it again.
And that pushed you way out of your comfort zone, but you did it.
Yeah, and I like to do that anyway, Steve. Like, I'm going to Vegas the day before I get there for a movie I just did this last year called The Neighbor. And it's going to shock a lot of people because there's no comedy in it. I play a skeezy murderer. And I do that because I like to stretch myself and stretch my fans.
We've seen your buddy Ron White doing that in the Showtime program, Roadies.
The Roadies, yeah. Yeah, Ronnie's on doing The Roadies, and I love it. And I think it's good because, you know, sometimes people get too used to seeing you in the same thing, and then they don't realize you can do other things. So this was a big departure for me. It's a murder thriller called The Neighbor. It comes out on DVD on September 6th and video demand the same day. And
do you remember the first time you ever used "Here's Your Sign"?
I do remember it. It was in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was working a club called The Funny Bone. And I used to do this bit that I thought stupid people should be slapped. And one day my wife said, you know, you don't look like the kind of guy who walks around slapping people, really. So that was back in the days, you know, when you were at a club for 6 days in a row. And I started working on this idea of a sign that just said, I'm stupid. And man, that was just a gift from God. It just took off. I remember being just floored when the single was number one for like 8 to 10 weeks in a row on the country charts. And when I really knew something was special with it was when I heard somebody use it, but they didn't realize I was standing there. So it had just become part of their vernacular. And to this day, I still do them and people love it. And that was what got everybody to know Bill Engvall. And then the Blue Collar Comedy Tour happened with me and Foxworthy and Larry and Ron. And it's just been a wonderful career and it just keeps going. And I got to tell you, I'm one of those guys that the best thing I can do is just stay out of the way.
You know, you laugh about that, but I believe that there's a lot of sincerity in that.
Oh, very much, yeah. As I told my kids, I said, life will show you what you're supposed to do. You just have to be open to it. And like you said, I was going to be a school teacher. Comedy was not anywhere near what I thought I'd be doing. But boy, I wouldn't change it for the world.
What subject would you have taught?
I'd have probably taught PE and probably biology.
And you'd love making those kids climb that rope, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
But I can't.
I had to do it. You're going to do it.
So tell us about the show that's coming up at the Cheyenne Civic
Center. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's Saturday, August 27th. I believe we've got a couple shows.
Yes.
It's just a good old Bill Engvall show. It's clean. It's funny. I always tell people to just come out, sit back, relax, and get ready to have a good time.
A very reasonably priced good time with tickets available at the Cheyenne Civic Center box office, or you can hook up through kingfm.com. For Bill Engvall, I mentioned this earlier, I touch on it, but I do mean it. You bring healing with your humor because there's a lot of people who have to slog through some epically bad days and you help make them through, you know?
Well, I figure that's my job, and I'll just keep doing what I'm doing as long as people keep showing up.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you. I'm going to see you there Saturday night with my wife.
Oh, good. Good deal. Well, come by and say hi to me.
I will do that, Bill, and pay you back that money I owe you, all right?
Yes, sir.
Bill Engvall performs two shows this Saturday at the Cheyenne Civic Center. Get your details and tickets at kingfm.com.